Welcome to the Pursuit of Bliss podcast. My name is Kristen. I'm a self-professed health, spirituality, and mindset junkie. You know that blissful happiness you feel when you're just at peace with yourself, living fully in the present moment? That's the feeling I believe we are all in the pursuit of. And I want to help you get one step closer by up-leveling your health, mindset, and love for yourself. Because that lasting and blissful happiness can only be found and created within. So get ready for all things mindset, holistic health, and spirituality. I hope this serves you. Hello, 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 everyone. Welcome to another episode of the Pursuit of Bliss podcast. And I hope everyone is doing amazing. I know that at least while I'm recording this here in California, we are all still in quarantine. And I think most of you who are listening to this most likely are also still in quarantine. And it's lasted a lot longer than honestly I ever expected it to. As I'm recording this now, it is the first day of May and life is kind of still on hold. And I know for a lot of people, it's creating a lot of fear and anxiety and stress. And so I want to talk about what we can do in this time and specifically how faith can help us, because I know for a lot of people, it feels like everything is on hold. My manifestations aren't coming. There's no point in even manifesting because we're stuck in quarantine, nothing can come. And I want to tell you that that's simply not true. That is a limitation created in your mind. The only limitations that exist in the universe are the ones created in your mind. The universe does not create limitations. This means everything is still available to be manifested. Everything. So I just want to let you know that quarantine is not holding you back from manifesting the life of your dreams. It can actually accelerate you there this time period. But believing that you're held back by external circumstances, by a quarantine, is simply a self-created limitation. And if you believe it, it will become true. This is just a form of self-sabotage. It's essentially giving your power away, because who controls your vibration? You and only you. You have all of the power in your life. This time period is full of massive opportunity right now to create anything that we want. But first and foremost, this entire process is having that faith, having that trust. That is what makes manifestation possible. When we don't have faith that our manifestations are coming, we don't have trust that the universe is guiding and supporting us, we're creating resistance. We're basically saying, I don't believe my manifestation is coming, and our beliefs become our reality. It's so easy to fall into that when we're in quarantine and we're feeling down on ourselves and like we don't have control anymore. It's easy to lose that faith and lose that trust. And so that is why I wanted to create this episode, to get everyone back on track, back in that mindset, back totally immersed in that faith and trust. So if you're feeling like right now, everything has come to a halt, your manifestations aren't showing up, you don't know what to do, you're feeling really down on yourself, or if you've ever felt like this before, I mean, I know I have. I don't know if there's one human being alive who can't relate to that feeling. And what I want you to understand is that everything is happening for you. Everything. Your entire life, everything right now, it's all unraveling for your highest good. In fact, everything is unfolding exactly perfectly to get you where you're supposed to be, to lead you to the life that will bring you the most fulfillment and the most love and the most bliss and the most joy. However, we cannot see the bigger picture. We can't see how things are actually playing out. So in the moment, it can sometimes seem like things aren't happening for us. But that doesn't mean that down the line, this is happening for a specific reason. Like, the universe has all of the little tiny details figured out. The universe is working on everything behind the scenes for you. However, sometimes there's lessons we need to learn before we can become that energetic match, before we can grow into the version of us who is ready for the life that we desire. Like, if you think about in your life, have there ever been times where you really, really, really wanted something, but you didn't get it? And you look back now and you're like, wow, I am so glad I didn't get what I thought I wanted. Like, that would have really screwed things up for me. I wouldn't be where I am now. You know, for example, a big one is a lot of people just having a breakup and just wanting their ex back. And you would do anything to get your ex back. Like, think about when you were, you know, I don't know, in high school. And this isn't, I mean, there are some people who are with their high school sweethearts, but for the majority of us, If you think about who you were with in high school and when you broke up, how bad did you want to be with that person again? And if you had gotten your wish and you were back with that person and you guys were still together, would you be happy? Would you be living your best life? I know I wouldn't. You know, maybe some of you would. But that's just one example, right? When we in the moment would do anything to have something like have an ex back or have a certain job and we don't get it. It's like, this sucks. What is going on? Why does it feel like nothing is working out for you? When in reality, the universe sees the bigger picture. The universe hears thoughts we can't hear. The universe sees things we can't see. The universe knows everything. The universe knows how every possibility in our life would play out. The universe knows exactly what your life would look like if you were with your high school ex. The universe knows exactly what your life would look like if you got the job you thought was your dream job. The universe knows exactly what your life would look like no matter what. And the universe is going to close doors that do not lead to your highest fulfillment. Even if in this exact moment, we are so certain that this is the right path for us, this is going to bring us the most joy. But us as humans, we get really caught up in this instant gratification. And oftentimes, we are more concerned with our short-term joy over long-term fulfillment, right? What we want in this moment is, I want to have that piece of candy that brings me this joy for 1 minute, and then it's gone. Right? But we're always looking for that fix. We're always looking to like fill that void with something. And that is why we get so caught up in, I need this right now. This is what's going to make me happy right now. But we don't actually always know what's going to bring us long-term joy, long-term fulfillment, long-term bliss. So as another example, you know, sometimes let's say you really wanted this job and you didn't get it, or maybe you were just laid off from what you thought was your dream job. And you're just crushed and you're like, what is going on? I wanted to manifest the job of my dreams and I thought I just had it and then it was just taken from me. What's going on? The thing about manifestation is it's more about how we feel than what we actually want, right? When you intend to manifest the job of your wildest dream, the universe knows that this job that you desire to manifest is a job that makes you feel so blissful and happy and you're compensated with massive amounts of abundance. And maybe there is a job which is going to bring you that in a way that your current job could not. So the universe is simply making space for something better to show up. And you know, I think a lot about the past few years of my life and how many, you know, what I considered at the time failures I've had. And there's been a lot of them. And I look back now and I'm so grateful for all of them, because if it weren't for those failures, I wouldn't be where I was. But if you asked me in that moment, I would have been like, this sucks. I do not want to be experiencing this. I would have done anything to have success at the time. But if I had had what I thought I wanted, I would not be where I am now, which is the happiest, the most content, making a bigger impact than I could have ever imagined, like totally immersed in the life of my dreams. And I would not be here if I hadn't failed a million times. You know, one example being when I was in network marketing, I was in a network marketing business for more than three and a half, four years or so. And I never manifested success. I never made more than $1,000 a month. And it was a great product. The people were cool. I have nothing bad to say about it, but I was never successful. And I would have literally done anything to have success. I made a fool of myself trying to manifest success in that business. I was posting like crazy on social media and like hosting events at my apartment and just doing everything I could possibly think of, and nothing worked. It was soul crushing to throw myself into something. And I was told if I did all the right things, I would have success, and it wasn't happening. And it was soul crushing. And I felt like a failure. But looking back now, that's where I first learned how, you know, about the world of online business. And if I had had the success I wanted so badly, I would have given anything for at the time. I would have never started the business I'm in now. And, you know, if I had manifested the success I have now in that business, I would have been happy. I would have been content, but I wouldn't be making the impact I am now. I wouldn't be helping the hundreds of people I'm helping now. I wouldn't have the kind of just excitement and passion about my life that I have now, because that was never going to come from selling a health product. Maybe for some people that is your passion. For me, it's manifestation. And at the time, I was too scared to even come out of what I called the spiritual closet. I still had this facade, this mask on. I knew I was this magical spiritual person on the inside, but I was afraid to express that on the outside. I was showing up as a person I thought I was expected to be by everyone around me, by society, the one that would be, you know, approved of, the version of me that felt really safe. So looking back now, I can see how, even though in the moment it felt awful to not be succeeding for 4 years. 4 years I couldn't hit my goals. And now I look back and I'm like, wow, I actually got everything that I needed. I learned the lessons. I grew into the person I was meant to be so that I could have the success I'm having now in a career that is so fulfilling to me. And if this current situation I'm in, teaching manifestation, if this falls through at some point, I will know it's because there's something even better coming. Because there's always another level. There's another level. Like, you think you've reached, I keep thinking I've reached this level of like, I did it. I'm happier now. This is it. And then there's another level to be reached. Because if you've never felt that good, you don't know what it feels like to be in that much alignment. So you might think, yeah, this is it. This is the job. This is what's going to make me happy. But you don't know that there's higher levels of bliss to be reached, higher levels of abundance available to you. And the universe is not going to let you sell yourself short. It's not going to let you just settle. It's going to do everything it can to get you on that path to your highest good, to the best outcome in your life. And so if we could just stop fighting back and surrender, be like, you know what? I don't know how this is working out for me. In fact, I have no clue how this could possibly work out in my favor. It really sucks right now and it doesn't feel good, but I have faith in the universe. I know everything is actually unfolding perfectly for me, and I surrender the need to know how that's happening. I'm simply going to immerse myself in this process and allow everything to unfold in front of me, because I know the universe has a bigger plan. And I know that all of the details are worked out. And just because I can't see the step-by-step plan, just because I don't know exactly what things are going to look like in a month or in a year, doesn't mean that they're not going to be amazing. The fact being is, oftentimes when we don't know what's coming, it is such a good thing, because usually we can't even imagine the best case scenario. We can't even imagine how good it would be, because sometimes we don't feel worthy of a life that's good, or it's just not imaginable for us because we've never seen anything like it. So if we don't plan everything out, we can allow the universe to deliver something to us, which is so much better than anything we could have ever imagined for ourselves, or anything we could have ever planned for ourselves, or anything we would have ever thought was realistic or rational enough to be achieved. This is what surrender is. It's letting go of our plan, letting go of needing to control everything, letting go of needing to label every single thing in our life as good or bad. There's no such thing as good or bad. These are just these meager labels that us humans use because we have this need to categorize everything. Nothing is good or bad. Everything is subjective. And we get to give meaning. We choose the meaning we attach to everything. When we're attaching the meaning of this is bad, this is the energy we're choosing to immerse ourselves in. When we know how much control we have over our reality, why would we choose to immerse ourselves in the energy of this is bad, this is not good? There is nothing that is inherently good or bad. That is simply the meaning that we give it. So why not choose to give everything the meaning of this is unfolding perfectly for me, even if I can't see it? Period. End of story. That's it. So can you think of a time in your life when things didn't play out the way you wanted them to in that moment, but now you look back and you're like, okay, yeah, I can see how that actually was working out for me, even though in the moment it did not feel like that. It didn't, and that's okay. And now can you apply that to your life now? And just, can you imagine for a moment that maybe this could be happening now? That maybe the things in your life right now that you would do anything to change, those are the things that are actually here to help you evolve, to help you learn lessons, to help prepare you for the life that you're asking for. And like I said, there is no manifestation without faith. There just isn't. You know, it's those moments when we wake up and we expected our manifestation to be here and it's not. And we don't let that affect our inner world. Those moments when you're like, you know what? I thought it was going to be here, but I have such faith and trust in the universe. I know that it's still coming, and it is coming in the most divine timing. Those are the moments. Those are the breaking points. Those are the moments that change everything. Because it's easy to feel excited and abundant and hopeful when you have proof that things are showing up. When you decide to manifest $1,000 and it shows up, it's easy to feel good about manifestation. But when you decide to manifest $1,000 and it doesn't show up, those are, like I said, the breaking points. Because it can be easy to just be like, you know what? This doesn't work. I'm not in control. And then spiral into the same patterns over and over and over. But you know what's not easy? waking up and being like, you know what, my manifestation isn't here, but I know I'm still in control. I know I'm co-creating with the universe, and I know the universe has my back, and I know that my manifestation is coming because it is already guaranteed to me. I might not know how and I might not know when, but I know that it's coming, and I know it's coming in divine timing. And I know I am so guided and so supported, and the universe knows when all of my bills are. The universe knows exactly what I intend to manifest in my life. I don't need to worry about a thing. That is what manifestation is all about. Those are the moments that speed up this entire process. Those are the moments of extreme growth. This is why I always say, like, changing your life, manifesting the life of your dreams, it's not an easy process. It gets uncomfortable because you have to act against your old belief system. The belief system that's telling you it's not coming. This is hopeless. Give up now. You have to hear that voice and be like, you know what? I hear you, but I choose not to give you any meaning today. I choose not to place value on you today. I choose to place value on this other voice in my head, that whisper that's telling me, but maybe there is something to this. What if you just had a little faith? What if you just had a little trust? What would happen then? And you know what you can do? Start looking for signs that you're guided. Start looking for signs that your manifestation is coming. Start giving yourself the proof you need. For me, it's finding angel numbers. It's my sign from the universe. Maybe it means that you intend to manifest $1,000 and you find a couple pennies on the ground. And you can either say, you know what? This means nothing. This is worthless. This is a coincidence. Or you can give it the meaning that, wow, I intended to manifest money and it didn't all come yet, but the universe is showing me that it's listening. The universe is showing me that it hears me, and things are already working out behind the scenes to make this happen in my life. Now it's my job to keep the trust, keep the faith, and keep the belief. All you need is a little faith and trust and pixie dust. Like, I seriously had this epiphany moment this morning because I grew up as a little kid just obsessed with Peter Pan. I was this little four-year-old girl who couldn't read yet, and I would hold the Peter Pan book and I had every single word memorized because I heard it so many times. And my entire life I've had an obsession with Peter Pan and Neverland, and as a kid I used to leave my window open a crack just in case Peter Pan came to take me to Neverland. And anyways, so, you know, that saying comes from Peter Pan. If you haven't read the books or seen the movies, all you need to fly, Peter Pan says, is faith and trust and pixie dust. And he tells Wendy and the boys that, you know, you have to think happy thoughts. The heavy thoughts weigh you down. When you worry that you're going to fall, when you worry that you won't be able to fly, you immediately drop from the sky. You need faith and trust. And I had this epiphany this morning that, oh my goodness, Peter Pan is teaching manifestation. You know, it's the same exact thing, you guys. You need to have faith. You need to have trust. And of course, pixie dust. And to me, the pixie dust means like the magic, that faith that there's something greater than what we've been told and what we've been taught to believe. And whether for you that's actually magic or whether it just means that you're moving outside of your belief system, there's something bigger, there's something greater. We must have that faith and that trust and that belief that there's something greater than just the things we can see in this 3D reality with our eyes. There is so much more than what can be seen with our eyes. In fact, we typically only see the things that we expect to see. Our brain literally filters out everything else. So our reality is actually being filtered by our brain to fit our current belief system. So if you don't believe in something, you're going to see a reality in which that thing doesn't exist. You know, this is why we need to expand our belief systems. If we want to shift what we see in our reality, our brain literally will not show us things that don't align with our belief systems. Okay, that was a little side tangent. But what I was saying is, yeah, faith, trust, and pixie dust. You got to think happy thoughts. When you doubt yourself, you fall. It's the same in manifestation. If you leap off to fly, but you're imagining yourself falling, that is what you're going to manifest. And obviously, we don't have control over thinking happy thoughts all the time. We can't control every single thought that shoots through our brain, but we can control, once again, which ones we give meaning to. And we can consciously choose to think a better thought next time, to replace each thought that doesn't feel good with a better one. That is in our control, completely in our control. So anyway, I had to share that because I am just so excited that my childhood obsession was all about manifestation. That's how you fly. Faith, trust, and pixie dust. And actually, another childhood story that is all about manifestation. I don't know if anyone else has read this one or watched the movie. It's called A Little Princess. It's one of my favorite books. I actually have the children's book in my room right now. I am visiting my parents and I'm sitting in my childhood bedroom and I have the Little Princess picture book in here. And I actually have the chapter book and the movie. I was once again obsessed with the story. And if you aren't familiar with the story, basically it's about this little girl named Sarah. She's a little kid and her dad has to go to war. So he drops her off at this boarding school and her dad is very rich and she's treated like a princess at this boarding school and she acts like a princess and she's so kind and well-mannered. And then her dad dies and all of his money is gone. And suddenly she goes from being treated like a princess at this boarding school to being a servant girl and living in the attic and having no belongings, dressing in rags, having no food to eat, dirty all the time. So basically the opposite. And the entire time she continues to say, "I'm a princess. All little girls are princesses, no matter what your life looks like." And she wouldn't stop believing that. And she taught the other servant girls and the other girls at the boarding school, "We are all princesses. It doesn't matter if you're a servant girl or if you're the richest girl in the school, we are all princesses." And she continued to act and speak like that kind-hearted, generous princess that she felt like before she became the servant girl. And once again, this is what manifestation is. Showing up as that highest version of you, believing in a version of you that you don't have proof of yet, believing that you're a princess, believing that you're a queen, believing that you're a king, believing that you are whatever you desire to be, regardless of what your physical reality is showing you. Her 3D reality showed her that she wasn't a princess. She was actually a servant. She was treated like less than dirt, basically, at this boarding school. But yet, she showed up with faith every single day that no matter what my physical reality shows me, I'm still a princess. I'm still deserving of so much more. And there was this moment at the end of the story when her and the other servant girl, I forgot what her name is in the story, but they're in the attic and they're freezing cold and they have no food and they're hungry and they're dirty and they're exhausted and they're just these two little girls and they start imagining and they played make-believe that they had a beautiful feast in front of them and they talked about what beautiful rich clothing they were wearing and the decorations in the room and they talked about what it felt like to eat the food and all the flavors and they totally immersed themselves in this reality. And Sarah, of course, she knew how worthy she was of this reality. She knew that no matter what, she was still a princess on the inside. And once again, this is what manifestation is, immersing ourselves in this vision of for our futures and knowing that we're worthy of it, even though our physical reality looks nothing like it. And this is one of the most extreme examples in this story of living in an attic, so dirty, so exhausted, being treated like less than human, being told that your family is dead, you have not even a penny to your name, you're lucky if you even survive. And going from that to visualizing this life of riches and beauty and comfort and bliss and love and knowing that you're worthy of it, regardless of what your life looks like. And then in the story the next day, they actually woke up and their entire attic was done exactly like they imagined. They had the feast, they had the clothes, they had the riches, everything was there because in the story they had these neighbors who had been observing the boarding school and had noticed how horribly the servant girls are treated and had heard them talking about their dream of having all of this food to eat and all of these warm blankets, and they made that happen. They went in and overnight and they brought all of that to make the girls' wishes come true because they knew how much they deserved it. So basically this is a story of manifestation. Sarah, the little princess, this little girl, manifested a reality. And then at the end of the story, it's different based on if you watch the book or the movie. But basically, she ends up getting to leave the boarding school and gets adopted by this family. And in the movie, she even finds her father again. And it's a happy ending. But, you know, the moral of this story is that no matter what your life looks like, there is always hope. If you just have faith that something better is coming. And it's up to us to not let our external realities dictate our internal realities and dictate our beliefs. Just like Sarah, the little princess. She did not let her external reality dictate her beliefs about herself. And that is why she manifested this incredible outcome in her life. And of course, this is a fictional story, but every fictional story is based on some truth, in my opinion. And there's a reason that I grew up obsessed and so enamored by the story of the little princess and by the story of Peter Pan. And now I look back and I see why. They're stories of people who were able to create a belief a belief system that did not match with their current physical reality. And because they were able to do that and have faith in this new belief that they'd created, that belief became their reality. Whether that belief was, I can fly, even though my reality shows me I can't, or whether that belief was, I'm still a princess and I'm so worthy and deserving of a beautiful life, even if their current reality didn't show them that, even if things look so desperate, if things looked so horrible, the faith was still there. And I think that is the beauty of the human experience, is faith and trust. If you did watch or listen to or read A Little Princess when you were a kid, I would love to hear from you. I want to know that I'm not the only one. And if you haven't, go and read the chapter book. It's a really easy read. It's such a good book. Or go watch the movie. The movie used to always make me cry as a kid. It's really, really good. Or even if you did watch it again through the eyes of manifestation. Like, we can all learn from children. Children are the most incredible manifestors. And I think that's really shown in a lot of childhood stories. These are not the only ones, but a lot of childhood stories show us children who have this blind faith. And as adults, we learn to let go of that because we learn it's not realistic, it's not rational, it's not logical, blah, 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 blah. You have to be realistic. But if you limit yourself by what seems realistic, you're limiting yourself by your current belief system. You're limiting yourself by what's already in your current life, which means you're never going to manifest something different. You have to believe in the unrealistic. You have to believe in what doesn't seem rational. You have to believe in what might seem impossible or scary or far away. And the thing is, we're taught that we need to have proof as adults. We need to be logical. We need to have proof this can happen. Like, do you have a plan? Is there proof that this has worked before? And this is what messes us all up, because we don't need to have that. That's not our job. That's the universe's job. And the universe can surprise us. The universe is unlimited. There are unlimited ways our manifestations can come. There are so many crazy, incredible, magical ways my manifestations have shown up that I never could have imagined. But I was able to just let go and be like, you know what? I'm just going to have faith and trust that even though right now it doesn't look like it's coming, and I can't even possibly imagine how it could come, but that's okay, because I know the universe can imagine it. The universe has a plan. And I choose to trust, because it's a choice. We can choose fear or we can choose faith. We can choose fear or we can choose trust. We can choose fear or we can choose love. And what you choose to focus on dictates what you continue to manifest. Just start asking yourself some questions. You know, like, if I was 100% certain right now that my manifestation was coming, if I was 100% certain right now that everything is happening for me, even though it doesn't feel like it, if I was 150% certain that everything is unfolding perfectly for my highest good, how would I feel? What would that feel like? What would I do? How would I act? Just start asking these questions. You don't need to totally believe it yet, but start playing with the idea. What would that feel like? How might I show up differently? How can I show up more today with childlike joy, childlike love, childlike faith? Just asking yourselves a few questions can truly make the difference in our energy, in our vibration, and what we continue to manifest. So, I hope this helped you. Hope it served you. I hope that you're able to move forward with a little bit more faith, a little bit more trust, and a lot more pixie dust. Also, I wanted to let you guys know that I am hosting weekly free manifestation trainings every single week. They are basically a deep dive into my exact process for manifesting anything, like everything I've manifested in my life. And this isn't just the, you know, three-step process or magical meditation. Like, this is the deep quantum stuff that I've never seen taught anywhere else. So if you want to dive into manifestation and start seriously transforming your life, the link is in the show notes to sign up for the free training. I also do live question and answer sessions on the training. If you have any manifestation specific questions, this is your opportunity to ask them directly to me. So I will see all of you there, I hope. I also have a completely free Facebook community. It's called Manifesting Abundance. You can either search it on Facebook, or it is also linked in the show notes. Add yourself there if you want to be a part of a community. I offer free tips and affirmations of the day, and I do live trainings in there from time to time. And it's just a community of really awesome, like-minded people. So I will hopefully see all of you there. I'm sending you all so, so, so much love, and have an absolutely magical day wherever you are.